Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3140, Managing Time Like Money, by Tynan of Tynan.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you articles every single day of the year, including holidays, all in an effort to make your day and mine even a tiny bit better. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Managing Time Like Money, by Tynan of Tynan.com. I've really been thinking a lot about future versus present ever since reading The Time Paradox. Do you live every day like it's your last? Do you save everything for the future? Or do you find a happy medium? One of the conclusions that I've come to, which might be blatantly obvious to everyone but me, is that time management should be exactly like money management. It's the same problem. How do you use a finite resource throughout your whole life for maximum benefit? Thinking of time like money rules out the extreme ends of the spectrum. We all know what it looks like when someone spends every dollar they get as soon as it's dropped into their hands, and none of us envy that person, although some imitate him. Saving everything and never spending any money isn't that great of an idea either. What's the point of having money if it gets buried next to you? So the question then is where the balance is between now and the future. To answer, I think about how I manage my money. Here's some point-by-point analogies. Number one, I save most of my money. I don't have a set percentage, but a habit I've developed is to save money unless there's something that really deserves to be purchased. In terms of time, most of the things I do are geared towards the future. Number two, but I don't save all of it. I know that the money is going to be spent eventually, so I spend some of my money on things that make my life better now. Like everything, this is a habit. If I'm not in the habit of spending money on things to make my life better, will I really ever break that habit and enjoy the benefits of my money? The same goes for time. I know that I'm spending most of my time working towards the future, so I happily set aside time now for traveling, seeing friends, or just indulging random whims. Number three, I primarily spend my money and time on high quality things. I feel obligated to say primarily because while in Tokyo, I bought a pair of underwear just because the brand was Black Man Superstar. I don't spend money on big TVs or jewelry or first class plane tickets. I value my money, so I spend it on things I value. My time is the same. I don't channel surf or go to many movies or argue with people because none of that is a good use of time by my standards. Number four, I spend money when there's a reason to, not when I have it. If you gave me $100,000 today, I wouldn't buy anything with it. There's nothing I need, and a windfall doesn't change that. The same goes for time. I'm on a 10-hour flight right now, which could easily be blown on movies and sleeping, but instead, I'm working. Going in the opposite direction is the same. If I want to go on a trip and I can afford to do it, both time and money-wise, I just go. No need for it to be a reward for anything. This seems like the obvious balance to me. enjoy life to the fullest now, because 50 years from now is just going to be another now. And if you aren't doing it today, you won't be doing it then. Habits only get stronger as time goes on. So if you deprive yourself now with the idea that it will all pay off someday, you might find that that day doesn't come in your lifetime. Happiness today begets happiness tomorrow. At the same time, realize that there's no point in enjoying now if it comes at the expense of later. Allocate your time and pleasure so that the next now is better than today's, but that both are great. Don't spend so much time on recreation that you have none left to spend later on. That's not any more sustainable than working all the time. Treat your time like it's valuable, because it is. There's time for investment in the future, and there's time for enjoying today, but there's no time for wasting. Make time for work even when your immediate happiness doesn't depend on it, and make time for pleasure even when you're busy. Combine productivity and play whenever you can. I sometimes forget that I work because I enjoy it so much. Don't commute if you can help it. If you can't help it, listen to audiobooks or language tapes. Push for every moment to be worth something. Don't worry, argue, fight, or plot revenge. These things make today worse, and usually tomorrow too. You just listened to the post titled "Managing Time Like Money" by Tynan of Tynan.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you to Tynan. The combination of productivity with play is a great point, because with things like fitness, for example, for many of us, we do see the long-term value, but is at the expense of having fun today, because we can see exercise as something we're not particularly interested in doing or something that's not very fun. But if we're able to pair it with things we do enjoy, or the actual fitness itself is enjoyable, then we get the best of both worlds. An example might be listening to your favorite podcast while you exercise, kind of like you said about driving. Or maybe exercise is play for you. I have friends that love soccer and basketball, and playing once a week gets their heart rate up, it's exercise, and it's enjoyable at the same time. Even virtual reality nowadays can provide a high level of fitness. In VR, you'll be out in some random, beautiful location and you have to squat down, lunge, and swing your arms around to hit things. Or even boxing in virtual reality, which has an element of competitiveness and trying to beat the game. All these things are potential ideas of how to combine play and productivity, or play and something else that we want to do but struggle with. So hopefully there are some ideas that could work for you, or at least get your wheels spinning. So with that, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here and listening to me, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.